order. I'm just going to read a few sample comments. I bet this is the way this fellow sums up. The whole world is watching, and your actions will speak for future generations to see. Perhaps George Orwell was correct when he wrote his fictional account of Big Brother. Perhaps his visionary insight was into the Canadian and U.S. government being run by the paranoid few who are compelled to suppress free speech and the truth it exposes. The whole world is watching. Heinz H. Bartesh, San Rafael, California. He's right. The whole world is watching, and they're watching because people like you were out here this afternoon, because you're telling those bozos in there, we've got our eyes upon you, and we're going to be back here. That's in French. My translator isn't here.
Yeah, I can read French.
Well, it's
you speak to German.
Yeah, you can speak to German later. I support this courageous and decent man wholeheartedly. Linda Aschenbach, Lorain, Ohio. Free Zundel, the freedom fighter. Free Zundel and the world from the Zionist Nazis. Thomas Ivanovsky in Mississauga. Robert Forson from France sends his greetings. Please free Ernst Sundel, the man of peace and truth. Joseph M. Klein, Tustin, California. Dear Paul, just a note to support for you and your efforts on behalf of Ernst Sundel. It is truly sickening to see this peaceful man hounded, abused, and railroaded for his views. And this is signed Kurt from the United States. A gentleman from New Zealand sends us a nice letter. Pauline Hull from New York State says, I can attest to the gentleness and kindness of Mr. Zundel. I've known Mr. Zundel for several years and know how gentle a man he is. His love of books, nature, and knowledge is outstanding. The charges from Canada are preposterous. As a German citizen who knows quite a bit about the limitations of free speech in this country and who has visited Canada on several occasions and liked it a lot, I find the treatment of Ernst Sundel, who did nothing else but expressing his opinion, extremely sad. I thought Canada was a free country, liberal and tolerant to everyone. What is happening to this man, while obvious criminals, makes me angry. Joe Conrad from Germany. And we have as well a couple of other ones here. From London, England, a member of the British aristocracy. I will be thinking well of all of you at 2 p.m. today. Please give my regards to Doug Christie and to Mr. and Mrs. Zundel who have not met. Michelle, Lady Renouf. From Heinz Otto Lehmann in Wilhelmshaven, Germany. Fight for the freedom of speech before it is too late. You will do something real good for all those people suffering under the present conditions. Who knows, but maybe the fate of Mr. Zundel will be ours too if we don't fight against it in time. And he's absolutely right. Jeff Mearden of the Australia Civil Liberties Union sends his greetings. And then finally from a little town in East Texas, not too far from where the American shuttle went down, in part, this lady says, Ernst is a dangerous man because he has ideas that could affect the Holocaust, that could bring the Holocaust shrine to the ground, that the world would see it for the atrocity and hollow, rotten structure that it is. They fear this, who love and live off the shrine. They are afraid that their hatreds and deceptions might be revealed, and they will be. Ernst is the tool now. He's being forged in the indisputable jail that has become his home. Being home for perhaps a larger battle, a greater purpose, and he is not alone. We are with him. We in the States, in Texas, we are with you, Ernst Sundel, and I personally appreciate you, Diane King in Cushing, Texas.